Each and every week, I talk to very interesting people. And the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Listens.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuta. We also have special guests in studio, Ray Lucia, as well as Mady Amini. Having a great conversation here, folks. Welcome back in. How we all doing? Ready for round two?
Oh, yeah. Now, here's one thing. We talked about Tom Hegna's new book last week, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Really good book. It's about 107 pages of techniques and strategies to make sure you're doing the right thing in the money world and make sure that you're on the right path. It doesn't mean everyone's going to make $1 million, but you can have a lifestyle of millionaire if you use some of the strategies and techniques Tom outlines in his book. Thomas Lipscomb. Do you realize that Tom Hegna sent us about 20 copies to give away this week? So I'm going to give 20 of these copies of the book away for anyone who calls and you come in and get it. You get your own golden ticket for your own Coach Pete's Power Plan as well when you come in. Tell people how they can start that process.
I love that. We make it very easy, folks. Just call 800-661-7383. 800-661-7383. You can also take advantage by reaching out via text. Text that keyword plan to 600-700. Plan to 600-700.
And I'm going to be visiting with Tom this Monday. After
you
Sunday,
I'm going to fly
to New York on Monday. We're going to be on Wall Street. We're going to be masterminding, and I'm going to be on a couple of TV networks here. And Tom even wants me on his show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's a Fox Business show. But I won't be on this time. I'll probably be on in December.
Wow. Yeah, so, how fun is that?
So do we have a Through the Years segment?
We do. These are always fun. Thank you, Gary. Check this one out.
Through the Years. Let's take a trip back in time.
Back in time.
The year is 1951. During January, the United States began nuclear bomb testing at a site in Nevada.
And said to be four times as big as the atom bombs of World War II. The explosion takes place at 1,500 feet.
The first commercial computer was created in the U.S. It was called UNIVAC. The data processing machine had 5,000 vacuum tubes and weighed about 16,000 pounds.
This UNIVAC, it can add 2,000 separate additions in 1 second. It can make 500 multiplications, 250 divisions, and do all sorts of other complicated things.
The classic television show I Love Lucy debuted on CBS in October. The show starred comedian Lucille Ball and Cuban entertainer Desi Arnaz as Lucy's husband Ricky. Of course, that was her real-life husband as well. Here's a clip from the original pilot.
Ricky?
Yes, Lucy, what is it?
If you'd known how I look in the morning, would you still have married me? Well, would you?
I'm trying to decide.
The classic film, An American in Paris, premiered in London during August. The musical film featured music from George and Ira Gershwin, and the dance numbers were choreographed by the film star Gene Kelly. The film won a total of 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
When I want a melody bleeding through the house, then I want a melody.
Walt Disney's 13th animated feature film, Alice in Wonderland, is released in July. It was considered a flop and received negative reviews from the film critics. Alice in Wonderland soon became a cult favorite. The film was re-released in the 70s.
Come, my dear. Don't you care for tea?
Why, yes, I'm very fond of tea.
But if you don't care for tea, you could at least make polite conversation.
Well, I've been trying to ask you.
I have an excellent idea. Let's change the subject.
Inflation in 1951 was 7.88%. Your new house cost you $9,000, you made about $3,500 a year. New car cost you $1,500 and put gas in it, just 19 cents a gallon.
We've now arrived back in the present. Hope you enjoyed the trip. Here's to a smooth ride into retirement.
It's always fun to see what happened back in the past. Now, Ray, you were born right around that time, you said. Huh?
I was 1 year old.
1 year old then, 1950. Do you remember I Love Lucy?
Of course.
Thomas, you want to go back for those prices back to 1951?
Wouldn't I love to.
19 cents a gallon. Yeah. I do remember paying 27 cents, but I don't remember 19.
Wow.
Crazy. What about the UNIVAC computer? It did a bunch of different equations.
Yes.
It added, what did it say, 16,000?
16,000.
It weighed 16,000 pounds.
That's what caught me, too. And they say that a smartphone today could run circles around any of the older computers they had. 16,000 pounds,
well,
though.
Well, the little phone you have in your pocket probably does 20 times more things than that computer did.
But you remember the first... Do you remember the first financial planning computer that people used to take on the road with them in the day?
What was it called?
The Computone.
Oh, the Computone.
Where you took the handset of your telephone and plugged it into these two rubber holes and dialed the number. You got disconnected, and it would spit out a little printer. Oh, it was in that weird paper.
I know what kind of paper you're talking about.
I used to travel with that, like to Las Vegas, all over the place. And I was like super enthralled with it. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Well, you remember the thermal paper back in the day?
Yeah, so that's exactly what it was.
So if you didn't get the information off it right away, it would disappear. It's like disappearing ink on that stuff back in the day.
I was talking to my grandkids about that the other day.
The disappearing ink?
Well, no, I was just saying, you know, now you guys are walking around with your noses in your phones every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we used to have to stop at the 7-Eleven, put a quarter in, and call our client to see if the appointment was still on.
Yeah.
Now you press in navigation, it takes you right to the door, or you have a self-driving car to get you there. It was
Did you have a Thomas Guide?
A Thomas Guide,
GPS, yeah.
I used the Thomas Guide instead of a GPS.
Thomas Guide. Thomas, you remember your
popular name
guy?
Today? Yeah, I don't know.
Popular name.
Is that before your time?
That was before my time.
Yeah.
His name is Thomas, though, so he had the guide.
There you go.
And that's where the parents
did you ever use the Thomas Guide?
I don't remember. I remember the maps. We had, like, the map you had to unfold. I remember, like, certain cities had a book. You could get the map.
Yeah, they
book
still kind of sell thing. Those, actually.
Really?
Mm. Which is crazy. Yeah. We bought one for our grandson, who's away at college in Colorado Springs. And my wife brought him a map. I said, honey, he's not going to ever open
it. He doesn't even know what it is. He won't know how to
read
it.
He's just going to say, Siri or whatever, take me to this
place. It's so much easier these days. The worst thing was being lost at night and then having to try to find a phone book somewhere so you could call the person you're going to see and find out if they could give you decent directions.
And this time of the year in California, it gets really foggy sometimes. You can get lost really easy.
At the seventh horse, make a left. Hey, matey, let's talk about something that a lot of folks might not be familiar with, the term trust deed. What is a trust deed?
It's essentially a mortgage. And, you know, what we do at United Legacy is we're giving an opportunity to investors to invest into a trust deed, get onto the first lien position, make anywhere from 9 to 12% returns secured with the home.
Wow. That's important to be in the first in line, the first lien, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to be the fifth lien.
No, first lien. And we're underwriting at our bank, at La Jolla Capital Bank and American Mortgage Bank, properties that have plenty of equity, preferably 50% equity into the property. We're giving short-term loans at 12 or 24 months with double-digit returns. A lot of retirees across the country are looking for fixed income.
Right.
With inflation, gas prices. In San Diego, we got gas prices hit $7. It went back down, but $7 is a lot.
That's a lot.
You know, when we live in San Diego, is the most expensive city in the United States.
Beautiful.
We have an office in Honolulu, third expensive city in the United States. So, you know, you got to have income. And so double-digit returns, short-term, in a climate where inflation is hurting the American people in the retirement years, we're able to, you know, take a $200,000 investment and get them that fixed income and sometimes pay up the interest up front.
Oh, so like you said, what, the interest was 9, 10, 11%, you think, up front?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
Secured.
So here's a question I know anyone would ask is, how safe is it? Like, it sounds too good to be true to me. That's a pretty good interest rate, and it's only, you're looking at a 1 to 2 year kind of investment time frame, and the money's pretty liquid then, isn't it?
It is. It's the climate of the market today. Interest rates are higher, so we're able to give higher yields. There's a lot of the consumers are real estate investors, fix and flippers, people that are still doing transactions. And we have a fund right now, and the fund is more for accredited investors. It's a 3-year hold. But as far as the security, it's very protected because of the equity into the property.
Right.
And now we have some partnerships that we're going to release and go live on where we almost guarantee the principal coming back to the consumer because of the equity position.
That's pretty neat. So I think we before the show, we came up with a text code. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, folks, all you have to do is text the word trust, that's T-R-U-S-T, to 600-700. That's trust to 600-700. We'll get you information on it. I think that's the first step of any plan is to get the information, get informed, be familiar with it, and get confident and see if it's a fit for you or not.
Absolutely. And, you know, you asked about the risk. And, you know, what we look at is geographic areas where, you know, I ask all the listeners, do you believe if a property is worth $1 million that the real estate market in your particular area is going to lose 50% value?
Right.
Well, if it does, then your $500,000 investment is pretty secure. But we back that at United Legacy, and we have partnerships where they back your principal. So if a client is in default, your $500,000, we're going to write you a check for that.
Yeah, so if you're talking about $1 million property and it has to fall to $500,000 for you to even worry about anything, then that's pretty good. That's a pretty good investment in my book there, because that'd have to fall 50%. And the property would, what I've seen with properties, it goes up and down, right? It'd come back eventually.
Absolutely. And that's and it, the key thing is 12 months is the term of the loan. So we got to also ask ourselves, do we think that the property values in North Carolina are going to drop by 50%
in
the next 12 months?
I hope not. A lot of people would be very mad at a lot of different things if that happened.
And where can you get a secure investment, secure being an alternative investment,
right,
not a regular investment, and get double-digit returns plus your principal back in a 12-month period?
Now, we hear that term secured investment. We hear like people were, it's secure because it's backed by the mortgage or by the property the mortgage has. A lot of people, when they invest in like a stock, there's no security there at all. There's no backing to it. If the stock goes down, you don't have anything to fall back on. But with a mortgage-backed place like this, alternative investment here, you've got the mortgage, the property that the mortgage is securing to secure your investment.
Absolutely. But there's a lot of examples of alternative investments and investments in real estate are alternative investments.
Right.
I believe right now the climate in America, it's the best time for us to invest into debt funds,
right,
and secure debt, not highly leveraged. So we can say a trustee, but if you're lending 100% of something, whatever it's worth, that's not so secure.
No.
So again, having leverage, 50% or more equity, 12-month period of time, your name being on the title of the property, and, you know, giving you double-digit returns up front.
Definitely worth pursuing. Folks, if you're interested in that, all you have to do is, again, text the word TRUST, T-R-U-S-T, to 600-700. That's TRUST to 600-700.